Morning Edition commentator Craig Childs was an unlikely witness to the attacks on the World Trade Center. Craig Childs is a nature writer, and he spends most of the year exploring the deserts and mountains of the West. On September 11th, he happened to be in New York to meet with his publisher, and he happened to be walking near the Twin Towers just as the planes hit. 3 years later, Craig Childs still finds himself haunted by the memory.
When I flew out of New York after September 11th, 2001, what I feared more than terrorists was returning to rural Colorado. I didn't want to lose the sharpness of my memory, the clarity of looking back up Fifth Avenue the instant the first building collapsed, seeing thousands of other people lift their hands involuntarily as if they could keep the tower from falling. I was afraid that in a remote small town, my sadness and hope would inevitably dwindle over time. Back home, I wanted to say to the rancher who runs his cattle out in a sage, if you had only seen them, the ambulances and fire trucks racing past on Fifth Avenue, heading toward their deaths. If only the postmaster, busy with envelopes, could have stood beside me, watching in awe and horror as the first tower lost its focus and fell apart in front of us. Now, with the distance of 3 years, some of those memories have sharpened, while others have been lost. Sometimes I still try to tell my friends and neighbors about the days after September 11th, when I was barricaded into Lower Manhattan, how I helped tend the countless shrines on the streets, relighting stubs of matches to keep the candles going. Strangers would touch my shoulder to take my place. I wish one of them could have been you, the librarian in my town of 200, or you, the teenager rumbling down Main Street in a Ford pickup. But my neighbors all shake their heads and say how horrible it is that I was there. They can't understand that I wouldn't have wanted to be anywhere else. So every September, I return to New York. I search for places that will bring me back. One is the Winter Garden, a palace of glass overlooking Ground Zero. From its marble floor, 16 palm trees rise with stately elegance. The palms are native to the deserts of the Southwest. As I sit here beneath their still fronds, hearing the quiet steps of a security guard, I think of a canyon I once found deep in the Arizona desert, steep and filled with crags. Far inside stands a grove of 21 palms, crowded together, their trunks shaggy from hundreds of years of abandoned fronds. I came upon them in quiet awe, my head craned back, the same way I first wandered here into the Winter Garden, pausing beneath these unexpected palms. The palms in Arizona had lived through hell. Flash floods had tossed boulders at them, tearing chunks out of their sides, yet they remained standing. In New York, on September 11th, the Winter Garden's glass ceiling crashed through the green canopy. The palms here lived, too, but without their glass ceiling they could not bear the winter that was ahead. So new palms were brought in, each 43 feet tall. For me now, here, these trees are a bridge between places and times, between New York and the West, between a moment that already seems too far in the past to remember, and this day that continues like all the others.
Commentator Craig Childs' most recent book is Soul of Nowhere, Traversing Grace in a Rugged Land. He lives in the West Elk Mountains of Colorado.